The fallout from the new book by the former White House advisor on terrorism continued today. Richard Clark has charged that the Bush administration failed to respond aggressively to the threat posed by Al-Qaeda before the September 11th attacks. Clark testified this afternoon before the commission investigating the attacks of 9/11, and the White House spent another day rebutting his allegations. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Richard Clark has struck a nerve in the White House, and the administration is putting on a full-court press as it tries to rebut its former advisor's claims. From multiple network TV and cable appearances by top officials to Vice President Cheney, who called in to discredit Clark on the Rush Limbaugh radio program earlier in the week.
He wasn't in the loop, frankly, on a lot of the stuff, and I saw part of his interview last night.
he was demoted.
It was as though he clearly missed a lot of what was going on.
The president himself weighed in, speaking to reporters at the White House.
And had my administration had any information that terrorists were going to attack New York City on September 11th, we would have acted.
And this from White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, who today read from a transcript of a previously not-for-attribution briefing that Richard Clark himself conducted with reporters while still working for the White House in August of 2002.
Mr. Clark says, I've got about 7 points. The first point, I think the overall point is, there was no plan on Al-Qaeda that was passed from the Clinton administration to the Bush administration.
McClellan says Clark's own words on that day a year and a half ago contradict the claims put forth in his new book.
This shatters the cornerstone of Mr. Clark's assertions.
The administration's assault reveals how potentially damaging Clark's allegations are, especially in an election year. The Bush team has been trying to portray Senator John Kerry, the likely Democratic nominee, as weak on national security in the war on terror. According to presidential historian Robert Dallek, Clark's book challenges what polls show voters see as Mr. Bush's strongest asset.
It really takes on the question of whether this president is as credible as he's asserting he is about his ability to lead the country through this crisis that we're facing over the terrorist attack of 9/11 and the ongoing conflict in Iraq.
Dallek says the book also gets extra attention because it has hit the stores just as the 9/11 Commission is holding public hearings where Bush and Clinton administration officials have been testifying and where Clark himself testified today. But Dallek says its role in the political debate is enhanced because it comes on the heels of other hard questions the administration has struggled to answer in recent months.
This book comes in the context of other developments that have raised questions about the president's credibility. After all, what was being said about weapons of mass destruction has not turned out to be true. Questions that were raised about the president's National Guard service, questions that have been raised about his tax cuts and their impact on jobs.
Presidential administrations have long suffered from kiss-and-tell criticism by former officials. Mr. Bush himself has had to deal with flaps involving former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and former Office of Faith-Based Initiatives Director John DiIulio. But this one comes at a key time, when the administration is trying to control the dialogue as the general election campaign begins to heat up. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.